Blog Talk Radio.
I feel like a such a bad person whenever I play that. We've only done this show twice, but still, I feel worse each and every time I do it. Maybe I'll feel just as bad next time, or worse. So, hello everyone. This is Those Guys, with your host, Matt Marrero, along with your other host,
Anthony Sinandres.
Yes. So, here we are talking about The Flash episodes 2 and 3. You can see the first episode of The Flash and the first episode of Arrow in a kind of power hour situation. But after a while, we've seen that The Flash taking hiatuses that Arrow isn't. So, we're kind of sitting here and thinking, oh, let's not pair them up only to split them up later or make any of you feel as if you need to continue with Arrow, because while I haven't continued with it yet myself, didn't enjoy what I saw in the first episode. I mean, we'll be doing shows on it in the upcoming weeks, but I didn't enjoy what I saw. So, you know, we don't want to tell anyone else, well, now you have to listen to half of our show. Right? Here's one of the things that you enjoy. So here we are talking about The Flash, Season 1, if there is a possible second season in the future, Episodes 2 and 3. And we're talking about how much better I think they were than the first episode.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, because usually what we do is we talk about episodes, episode 2 first and then 3, like, you know, in succession, and we'll talk about some stuff in 2 or in 3. So, yeah, but overall, just a quick little thing. Anthony, why do you think they were better?
See, my thing was the first episode had the same problem that every pilot show has. It has to focus less on building up things and more on just getting something to be interesting. So they were tasked with not only telling the opening of the story, but also with getting moments that will have people go, I want to see more. I really want to see more. And while they did that, it wasn't anything to me that made me go, I need to see more. I can't miss it. I have to be there every week. I thought it was pretty good. And now it's the case where they've gotten more into the characters, and that's really why I want to see more. Because in the first episode, the characters did interact, but I felt like not all of them, just certain characters were kind of missing something. But in these few episodes, especially episode 3, with the members of Team Speed Force, which is what I'm calling them now, we got to see a lot more of their character.
Hashtag.
And I think that, what?
Hashtag Team Speed Force.
Yes. Hashtag Team Speed Force. I feel like that's what's like bringing me into it more, that we're getting to know the characters more than we were told in the beginning.
Right, so of course, you know, like the backstory, the flashbacks in episode 3, and overall just seeing, you know, Barry and I can't believe I forgot his name. Cisco,
yeah.
Okay, I was confused because there's a cable box.
No, I know.
In my room. Yeah, that says Cisco on it, so I looked at it and I said, no, that's just me looking at stuff. Be like, his name is Lamp. I'm pretty sure his name is Lamp. So, television, Panasonic, his name is Panasonic. So I was very confused for a second. I was like, no, his name isn't Cisco. But it is, apparently. Cisco is currently sponsoring The Flash and those guys. No, not really. It'd be nice, but no, not really. But anyway, so yeah, so we're getting to know them more. We open up episode 2 with Cisco and Flash having a cool bromance kind of thing going on there, which is really nice, I feel,
when
personally.
Caitlin just kind of walks in. What are you doing? Nothing. Is that Barry?
Nothing.
No, it's not. It's not Barry. No.
Have not seen him in years, actually. How's the fellow doing? But it was very fun to kind of see, because I enjoy people being heroes, you know, superheroes in heroic ways. Meaning that, you know, you save someone from a burning building. You're a hero, but you're not technically a superhero. Technically.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have superpowers. I mean, we just got to put that out there. So, you know, it's nice to see that happen with superheroes because it's something, okay, it is cliche. I wouldn't say that it's tired, though, because I haven't seen this, at least in comics, in a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe in comics you'll see some people getting rescued from debris, but it's usually because some supervillain mucked everything up.
Exactly. Now in comics it's more of like the big world-ending things that we see more often.
Exactly. So it was really nice to just see this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I didn't expect it. You know,
it's
like, oh, that's nice. No, I mean, yeah, it's happened before. I remember it happened in Spider-Man as well. But, you know, think about the original Spider-Man and how old that is even. So it's just, it's nice to kind of just see, you know, a superhero saving some people from a burning building, especially when he's built to. Where Batman did it, it's like, all right, Batman, yes, but you're not equipped. I don't say equipped because, of course, Batman is equipped. He's equipped for everything. But the Flash is just quick. So, of course, he's going to run in and save people that weren't even being screamed for.
Mm-hmm.
Which was crazy, right? Because remember, the woman was screaming for her daughter. She was like, please save my daughter, Paige, please. Pulls out two other people and then leaves.
Exactly. I love the whole little speech he gave about that in the middle of the episode as well.
Yes.
When he said, listen, when he was talking to Joe and he went into the whole you're not my father thing. And he said, listen, I can save these people. If I get the chance to help, I'm going to do it. I was like, yes.
Because of course, exactly.
I love it when a hero says that because I mean, it is a cliche, but I feel like we don't hear that enough in superhero movies anymore.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be I think some people just assume it's a given. And it's just like, no, he can be an ass.
Exactly. I mean, granted, we heard it in Captain America, but other than that, I haven't heard it much recently.
Right. No, I understand. You know, it's good to have him be, you know, them be heroes, because it's just that they're heroic. They're heroes. Mm-hmm. It's what it's meant to be.
Yeah.
You know, so it's nice to see that. So, fair enough, Anthony. I'll give you that. Fair enough. So, yes. So, we have him, you know, we have him be a nice hero, which is something that we want. Also, they give him a weakness for him to overcome, which is interesting because, and the weakness was that he was kind of, in a way, I mean, apparently he can just eat his way through it. But, you know, in a way that is also, you know, at first it was, at least for that episode, it felt like a nice weakness where it's something where, you know, because with the Flash, it's very hard to not give him God powers.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because at one point his powers did come from a god. So it's very hard not to basically make him go God mode immediately. Because it's just, oh, I can run fast. Oh, God. You know, like, how fast can he run? You know, so it was nice for this episode, at least, not so much in 3, and we'll discuss it in 3, but in this episode, it was nice to have him have a weakness that allowed him not to just be the guy who can run and catch everyone immediately, because then there wouldn't be a show. It'd be 5-minute shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And those are fun, but they're only 5-minute shorts.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, also, by the way, something that we saw as well in this episode is a nice mix of comedy and drama, which is, I think it's something that we really needed in recent, you know, superhero shows, because you have Green Arrow, just as Arrow, which is kind of a bit more, you know, like a drama. Some funnier moments coming up, but still more dramatic than anything. You have Gotham, which I'm happy with what it is, and there is some comedy mixed in with some characters, but it's also very much, you know, serious.
Exactly.
So it's nice, I think, to have something that really feels lighthearted.
Mm-hmm.
Though, of course, as I interrupt, as I've mentioned before, I think on the last show, weird show to do it with, you know, where it feels like Flash and Arrow are currently reversed and where they should be, I feel.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, maybe as Arrow goes on, it'll get more like Flash, but who knows.
And vice versa, but yes.
Exactly.
So what were you going to say?
Oh, no, I was actually just going to bring up the fact that one of my favorite parts of episode 2, and I kind of hope it continues, is the little moments with, I believe it was episode 2 actually, with Barry and Iris, when she said, I'm not leaving until you tell me what's going on with you. And he just,
yes.
I don't really know how to explain it, but time slowed down or he went really, I don't know. But he just basically vented to her, and then he just stopped, time went back, and she's like, what were you going to say? He's like, nothing, computer, go.
Yeah, something that's interesting, though, is he was able to go so fast to vent, but clearly, you know, something I think that they need to mention is that he wasn't able to control it clearly, because if he can control it, then why isn't he always doing that? So I think I don't think they made it more clear, but we can assume that, hopefully we can assume that it was just because he was so frustrated and nervous and whatever, that he was able to do something like that, but not do it all the time. And I say that because you look at episode 3 and he jumps into place and someone was already looking into the place that he jumped into, and Iris already went on with most of her conversation. So it's the sense that Barry wasn't there to everyone, and then they blink, not even blink, and then he's not there. They blink, they wait about a minute, and then he's there. And it's just like, you know, to Iris it didn't matter, but to everyone else in the situation, that's a problem. So, but anyway. So, from the looks of it, Barry can't really control that aspect, I assume, you know, just yet. And I understand, you know, he's young. He just started, literally just started. But hopefully they give it to him sooner. It's weird. I know it sounds crazy. It's like, Matt, you just said no God mode. Yes. But in some situations, we either need God mode or him not to use the power. Like the movie theater thing. I know we're jumping the gun a bit because, you know, we're jumping a bit to episode 3. But wasn't it crazy how it's just he pops in and it's like there was some woman in the background looking right at Barry, right in his spot. I don't know if you noticed that.
I didn't, but everyone, actually.
Okay, everyone go back and check. There was this blonde-haired woman, or a girl, I believe, teenager, just, like, looking in the direction of where Barry once stood, and then he just jumps back in. And mind you, it wouldn't have mattered to me had Iris not been talking on the phone. And I'm just like, but again, going back to my original point, which I still feel is valid, you know, good way not to God mod him immediately, because once you make it like that, then, yeah, basically, how do you have a show like this? Which is really nice, I think, that episode 3 turned, you know, had a missed villain, because that's an easy way of going, see, you know, he's fast, but missed. Where in episode 2, another cool thing is that we had Multiplex, which was I can mob punch you in the face. And how can you run if you can't move your legs? Which is, I mean, smart.
Yeah, I mean, I will say that so far in the first 3 episodes, they've been pretty smart about picking their villains, playing on his weaknesses.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, you know, and I think it's good because it also makes people, some of the, you know, the jokers, which I understand, you know, the people who joke about, you know, the Flash, which I understand, but the idea of, oh, yeah, well, I mean, you know, Flash, a bit like Superman, where it's like, oh, well, he can't be interesting, he'll never be interesting. Well, give him aliens.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You got to give him people that can fight at his level. So, yeah, you know, oh, Superman's never interested. Well, yeah, if you give him robots and Lex Luthor every 5 minutes. But if you give him some space aliens, yeah, you know, on his level, like, yeah, it's going to be hard for him to fight space aliens.
Exactly.
I think it would be hard for any of them, too. Although the Flash, it might be a bit easier because he might be able to get them caught and stuff, but not if they release some anti running Ray. Look, I read comic books a lot, right? And all right, you don't pick up a comic book. That probably has happened at least once. Or if you're Slade Wilson, you can just trip him. Wasn't Barry Allen, but still. You can trip him. Yep. That's what Deathstroke. Deathstroke. I tripped him. Yeah. So anyway, it really just dawned on me, like, just the Arrow, you know, Slade from Arrow, just tripping one of the, just made me laugh so hard. But anyway, yeah, so how do you feel, and this makes me laugh looking at it, how do you feel that, you know, a very smart, a very, you know, he's a good detective, he isn't a bad detective, but anyway, Iris is dead. You know, great at what he does, been doing this for so long. How do you feel that he was able to get into the secret underground base?
It was, I mean, here's the thing. People can handle well. What?
Secret underground base, everyone.
I mean, people can just throw out the card, well, he's a detective, he can figure it out. Yeah, but, I mean, it's a secret underground base.
I hope it is.
Built by a scientist to maintain a particle accelerator. I would hope that they would make it a bit harder for people to break into that kind of thing.
Yeah, the one thing I'll criticize about this show, in a way, is I'm not saying we need to be spoon-fed, but one-off lines always help in situations like this, where it's just like, how did you, slash my badge, get you anywhere?
Exactly.
And it's like, it does get you anywhere, you know, because that's what I assume. First time I, but you know, but when, but if it's not, because there's a difference in my opinion between being spoon fed, right, just like literally just eat this, you know, versus okay, so no one's gonna question that, because none of them questioned that. They had an oh shit look on their faces, but really it should have been a situation where it's like, I left it unlocked. One, it's like, damn it, Cisco. Two, probably should have put a code on that. Damn it, Cisco. You know, it's a bit like the Gotham situation where we made a joke about, you know, oh, this person's killing so-and-such. Oh, well, don't worry. They won't come after you, Bruce. Well, they could if they want to. The window's open. You know, so...
I mean,
just,
a little bit more of a fortification, or at least an explanation, would have been really great in that scene.
Yeah, that's all. You know, and it's not even anything crazy. Just a one-liner. You know, that's all we need usually, one-liners. Because same thing in episode three, you know, where, or in general, where it's just like, Barry, you moved a lot faster there. And it's like, well, maybe I can, you know, control it better. It's like, but only when you're angry. It's the thing is, something like that happened in Steven Universe, if any of you are Steven Universe fans. And if you're not, go check it out. It's a very good show. You know, the main character, he can't control the shield that pops out of the gem that is in his belly button. That's a sentence. So he can't control that power. Although the other gems can control their powers, but he's very young. He's 10 years old. He can't control his power. But in times, you know, when he really is able to concentrate or in great need, he'll do it. Where recently there was a huge boss fight, and he and his friend, who they kind of have a little love interest, they almost died. And as the, you know, the beam is about to hit them, bam, he summons the shield. So it's a situation where it's like, okay, yeah, you see, you know, because it's like, it's like, oh, power, you know, time of, and you mentioned on the show where they're like, oh, I guess you have to concentrate harder. Maybe it'll happen when you're older. In this case, it was just, you know, in Flash, they, I don't feel like they really put it out there where it's just like, hey, Barry, they'll say like, oh yeah, maybe you'll get better one day. But there's no mention of, whoa, like time has stopped around him. We should bring this up. And hey, we haven't, we've only seen 2 and 3 right now. Maybe that happens in later episodes, but you know, hopefully they're going with us right now, you know, 2 and 3 and, you'll see that, yes, as of this point in the show, you're not really bringing that up. And after 3 weeks, you kind of, you know, if you do things like that where you mess with someone's powers, yeah. You know, like if Superman just gained heat, you know, heat ray vision, which he's always had it, but still, imagine a Smallville type show. I'm sorry, a show where Superman grows up. I've never heard of such a thing. But, you know, but anyway, so, but seriously, so, you know, Smallville, in which it's like, you know, if he just gains heat ray vision, and but he's able, he has a confidant. It's like he can't just sit, talk to his parents. And he's just like, you know, so what happened today, Clark? None. You gained heat ray. You know, that's major.
Typical Tuesday.
Yeah, typical Tuesday. Well, technically, typical Tuesday, yes, but still. but anyway, so, but I was saying, though, before I was making the joke about how Barry got beat down, and he couldn't run out of there. But actually, I mean, yeah, he has no momentum. Not saying that he's completely like, you know, juggernaut or anything like that. But in a way, yeah. You know, you need momentum. You know, momentum to kind of just move. You can't just, like, you know, Barry's able to run. But, I mean, if he's on his knees, could Barry crawl his way to safety?
I think you have found the one thing comic book writers have not exploited yet.
Really? Not even? There's no baby. I know there's Tiny Titans. There's no baby baby Justice League?
I'm fairly there's something similar to that. But, yeah, they've never done that before.
See, look at this. Those guys asking the stupid questions that no one cares to think about. What if the Flash was crawling? Would he be just as... What if he was running on his hands?
If the Hulk fell in the forest and no one was around to hear it, would he make a yell?
I don't know, man. I don't know, man. I don't know anything. So Barry sees his dad in a flashback, and I was very, you know, I was very sad. But you know, I mean, we had that jerk. a jerk of a you know, of what was it, of a guard that was like, hey, no touching, unless of course it's hugging during the sad music, then that's fine. But no touching. Oh wait, I hear the music. All right, you can hug now. Just disregard whatever I just said.
I feel like we're shitting on this show. I don't think we should be.
This
is a good show.
It is, but it's like we're finding little things as we go along.
I feel like a comic book fan now. I feel like a true comic book fan.
Welcome to the club.
Just finding little tiny things that in a way are, well, okay. Some of them aren't irrelevant. Some of them I do feel like are plot holes that should be addressed in a way, which, with, you know, sentences. But many of them, yeah, I feel like I'm being an asshole. The fight scene with the multiplexes are cool. You know,
yeah.
The ending fight scene, that was great. And, of course, the idea that he's only able to control them as a proxy was also very cool.
That was really a nice touch.
Yes. You know, because of course you have to find a way to beat him, where they can't just be like the ninja technique where you literally split up into seven people, because that's hard. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, really hard. There's no way to work with that. So
mm-hmm.
It was nice, you know, to give him that. It was workable. My only issue with this episode, as we just completely shit on it by accident, no, but seriously, is that we have another dead villain.
Mm-hmm.
Which I hope, well, I'm happy that that's not the trend, because we saw episode 3. But
yeah.
The first two episodes, I was really worried that that was a trend. And also, I haven't seen episode 4 yet, so thankfully, hopefully they set up 3 to lead into 4, where they wouldn't kill off, you know, Captain
mm-hmm.
Cole. Because if they killed him off, I'd be like, even as a guy who isn't the craziest, you know, fan of Flash, I enjoy Flash, I've read a bit of Flash, I would still be upset if they killed him off.
Oh, absolutely.
I'd be like, no. You know, in a way, it's like saying, hey, let's kill off Joker. Well, you know, and of course some other villains as well that we enjoy from the Batman series and many others. I mean, yeah, let's kill off, you know, let's kill off Lex Luthor. Let's kill off this guy. But yeah, I don't know. It's just, I'm also worried about the end of the show, because from the looks of it, I think we know who the big bad guy is. I don't want to spoil anything, but I think that guy in the wheelchair, he might be faking.
He might have some tricks up of his sleeves.
He might. I mean, it hasn't really been, you know, confirmed, but it's kind of been hinted at that he's not what we think he is or who we think he is. He might not be completely genuine.
This could be the mother of all plot twists.
I think it would, but I don't want to look too much into it because, you know, I don't know, man. I'm not a person who goes into crazy theories about, you know, plot twists like, you know, like Penguin possibly being the Joker in Gotham. I'm not really a guy who really, like, goes in depth with all these weird twists where people are telling me, people were telling me in the comic book world, oh, you know, Thor's going to be a woman. It's like, no, didn't happen. It's not happening. No. But seriously. Yeah, he's a bad guy. And we know what bad guy he is. And I'm also worried about his death, or hopefully not a death, because that would suck.
Incredibly.
So hopefully they're setting this up as a way to... Hopefully, how great would it be if he builds his own prison?
Oh, my God.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway... but yes, so we're done with episode 2, unless you have anything really fun to say.
No, I think we've somehow managed to completely shit on as well as praise episode 2.
Yes. Now let's do the same for episode 3. Barry and Iris are really cute together.
Yeah.
Counterpoint.
Zaz apparently
you
came to Central City.
Yes, Zaz did not come to Central City, but his son is also an assassin. And who became the Mist after being put on the chair or the lethal injection. And yeah, it was very, very, very interesting because I don't know what they, like, I know it's different, you know, it's different networks. So it's different casting, it's different everything. But what are the odds?
both shows he is a hitman.
No, both shows he is a hitman. He is not only a hitman, right? It is aired in this around the same time. That's the thing too. It's not even like you're telling me, oh, he's a hitman like a year or two later. In the same like couple month span, he is a hitman on both shows. Both DC titles too, by the way. Not even as if you're saying like, well, I mean, one Marvel, one DC, so you know, let's all make our jokes here. No, both DC titles. And you sit there and you're just like, how does this happen? You know,
I'm
like,
just waiting for the crossover. Zaz visits the secret headquarters. Son, father.
It's two of him. One is just a bit more makeup, you know, to look older. But you know, it's very, very interesting. And I was trying to look it up, and I don't know why I was looking it up. But in my head canon, it was just, it's really his son. Let's look at all the different universes, and none of the universes that I'm looking up right now is Kyle Nimbus. His name is Nimbus. That's fucking hilarious. You understand that, right? His name.
No,
I've
known that since I saw the episode. I was waiting for you to figure that out.
Oh,
otherwise,
I didn't hear
I
Nimbus. I heard Kyle, and I was just like, oh, Kyle, da da da. I did not hear Kyle Nimbus. That's wonderful.
No, it wasn't in the show. I'm just saying, like, I knew from the comics, so I was waiting for you to find out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What was his name in the show, then?
I have no idea. I didn't hear his last name. All I heard was Kyle.
It could have been Nimbus.
I remember going hearing Kyle, I'm like, they're not going to use Nimbus. No. Sure. And I don't...
He called them the Mist. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know? So Zaz did not have a child in their universe, in any universe. We can make a universe where it happened. I mean, there's 20,000 universes. But not in this universe. Oh, man, damn. But
wicked awesome fan theory.
Yeah, right? That would be an awesome fan theory. You know, what if Zaz had a child who became the Joker?
I'm waiting for the
fan really don't like that.
Online in
I
the morning.
Really, I really don't like that fan theory. Like, if any of you who watch Gotham, I'm sorry if you believe in that theory, but no.
I mean, they've
not for me,
no. They've been proven wrong already. Penguin already reclaimed his name anyway.
Yeah, that's true. So at least you can check that off. But yes. What?
No, I was going to say it's just the fact that it ever existed. But anyway.
Anyway, so yeah, I enjoyed the flashbacks. They're very sad, but like you mentioned earlier, it was a very nice way of getting to know these characters and really getting to, you know, see what life was like before the Flash of Lightning. I didn't even mean the Flash, fuck. Before the Flash of Lightning in the sky, you know, because that was a huge thing. And something that I really want to know, though, and this really intrigues me and makes me really excited, the idea that I know he's from the future, but still, the idea that, you know, he really knew what was going to happen beforehand. But what also makes me wonder is, what is he changing? You know,
that is a good question.
Yes, because in our eyes, he was always going to be a hero. You know, he was always going to do this. What changed? Where, you know, was he really never going to do this because there was never going to be a Star Labs for, you know, to pick him up? Was he just going to die, you know, by getting hit with lightning? Or actually, wait a minute. Well, no, yeah, there was lightning coming in anyway. So
yeah.
It wasn't, yes, yeah. So lightning was going to hit him regardless and hit the, you know, and the chemicals were going to be, you know, all that stuff regardless.
The main thing that the part that Star Labs played was the particle accelerator. Because in the same way that in episode 3 in the flashback, the way the champagne kind of floated in air, all of the chemicals in Barry's lab did the exact same thing. So the particle accelerator kind of had that effect citywide. So without that, he might have just died.
Okay. So then in theory, right, only a question to you, because again, I don't know too much about Flash, in comic book land, because I know Zoom plays a part in Barry in the sense that he killed his mother.
Mm-hmm.
Or not, because we don't know where the show is going, all jokes aside. All
mm-hmm.
jokes aside, we don't know if that was him or not.
Mm-hmm.
Or, well, sorry, we don't know if the man in the wheelchair is Zoom, in theory. We don't know.
Mm-hmm. Because there have been multiple
yeah.
Zooms.
Yes, that too. Yes. So, mm-hmm. but my question to you is did Zoom ever actually play a part in Barry's origin in terms of his actual, like, becoming the Flash?
I don't believe so. I don't
okay.
believe so. The only things I know of him are from what I've read in Flash Rebirth, which is where he's responsible for killing the mother.
Right.
And I know of, I'm not sure if it's the same Reverse Flash, but there was one that was obsessed with the Flash. Like, he was a big Flash fan to the point where he tried to restructure his face to look like the Flash, tried to reignite the experiment to turn the Flash into the Flash.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was the same Zoom.
That's the thing. I'm not too sure. I'm pretty sure they're separate ones, but they might be the same.
Well, they might be the same now, which I guess I'd understand,
mm-hmm.
sort of. It would suck because,
mm-hmm.
you know, we want these people to be exact replicas of what we see in the comics for the most part. But, I mean, it would be cool to kind of mix that together where it's just, I'm such a fan of yours that I wanted to, you know, I looked back and realized, wait a minute, this was all done by me.
I was about to say, that seems like they might be going that
mm-hmm.
route, especially with the,
well, yeah.
Technically, it's an after-credits scene in episode two, where he kills his fellow scientist, and he said,
mm-hmm.
the red man must be kept safe. I was like, oh. So.
Well, no, I think he wants to keep him safe until he can kill him himself.
I guess, but I don't know.
But I know, but I agree. It sounds very, it's very interesting, and it's a strange take on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, because there's a lot of areas they can go with this, and it really intrigues me, the fact they even decided to do something like this. It felt like they really decided, you know what, if we're going to do The Flash, either go big or go home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to make the most superhero-y thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where it's just where, you know, they wouldn't do, where, you know, I enjoy Arrow for what it's been and everything. But, yeah, for Arrow, it felt like more of a, all right, so we're going to give people a hero, and hopefully they'll enjoy the fact that he's so dark and brooding. And, you know, yeah, like Batman, because the series was originally planned to be Batman. So, yeah, with Flash, it's just superhero, you know, super speed. Like, I'm waiting for... Yeah. So my question to you is, and I haven't... I don't remember if we've discussed this or not on air. Grodd is confirmed?
Yeah, he was apparently in last night. No, not last night. The episode 2 nights ago.
2 weeks ago. Oh no, do you mean on Wednesday? Right. Okay.
No,
oh
on
boy.
Tuesday.
Well,
Tuesday.
I'm sorry. Tuesday. Tuesday and Wednesday.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Oh boy.
But the only thing
so
is, I don't
right.
know the specifics. So I don't know if it was like this is a cameo. It's Grodd before he becomes Grodd. So I'm guessing that's how they did it.
Hey, the Flash goes to the zoo. Do 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 do. Hmm.
He
anyway,
walks by the gorilla
so,
cage. I will be your enemy one day. Did the gorilla just talk? No.
Really? Because I thought it talked. Well, what's it doing right now? Scratching its own ass? So he didn't talk, Barry. Dumbass. Yes. Believe that Barry Allen is a dumbass. One day I will come back to... Actually, wait a minute. I am talking. What happened? Like, it's
why
because,
am I still in here?
Yes, why am I still in here? Oh. Hey, guard, let me out. I'm talking. Anyway, but I didn't know where that was going, so I decided to end it kind of right now. But seriously, though, I mean, we'll talk about that more next week when we're able to do another show on The Flash. I assume hopefully next week. But, you know, next week to some, possibly 5 minutes from now in the archives, depending on how you're listening to us. But, so, yeah. That is interesting, you know, because, again, seeing how far they're going to go and how far they want to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just really sitting there and going, you know what I mean? Hey, Barry's had some kooky villains. Let's show them. So, yeah.
We'll do Mirror Master next week. What the hell?
What?
We'll do Mirror Master next week. What the hell?
Yeah, right? Well, I'm wondering, what's really interesting, too, when you think about it, you know, time travel, I hope that the show doesn't just say, he's from the future, and then leaves it at that, and then we run away. I'm hoping that even if, whether or not he dies, being, you know, Zoom dies or not, I'm hoping really, really, really hoping that in second season we get some more kooky time travel stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or that the Flash is just like, actually, Barry, you're part of the Speed Force.
Yes.
All right, why'd you have to say it like that? No reason, Barry. Speed Force. All right, could you stop saying it like that? I mean, shit. Speed. No, but there's a lot of places that this show can go. We're not done with 3 just yet, but, we don't really have much to talk about because the flashbacks took a lot of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
When you just go, flashbacks are nice.
I'm kind of glad they did because it gave us a chance to get to know Caitlin more. I mean, before this episode, she was just kind of, you know, very guarded, very serious. We get to see more of her.
Oh, yeah, and of course, you know, see her and, by the way, her husband or her soon-to-be husband?
Fiance, looked,
I don't know who he looked like, but maybe, I don't know who, but I just looked at him and I was like, I don't know, did you see, was it Barry that I saw in him, in the way he looked, or was it like Ollie, or Barry and Ollie combined?
I'm going to say
I saw.
That it's Ollie, because that actually is Stephen Amell's brother.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense, because in my head I was like, why do I know you?
And for those listening that have seen the show and aren't too sure of the character, he does become the DC superhero Firestorm later on.
Mmm.
Yeah.
That's interesting then, because... So then I'm assuming which version of Firestorm?
That's the question.
Okay, but the character's name is the same one as Firestorm.
Oh, yeah.
Is what you're saying. Okay.
Mm.
Okay. Cool. So, that's interesting. Very interesting, actually. But, and it's really cool, where it's like, oh, no, he got caught in the particle accelerate. You son of a bitches. I see what you did there. No, but there was an explosion. It was like fire. I see what you did there. But, yeah, so there's... Like we said earlier, there's a lot of things you can do with this show. You can easily make Firestorm, quote-unquote, right now it's quote-unquote Firestorm, a villain for 5 seconds until it's just like, wait a minute, Caitlin's alive. Oh, man. Yeah. Superhero adventures? Nah, I'm going to fly over to this city. All right, cool. Yeah. Oh, awesome. You're going to be a show now. Cool. Spin-off of a spin-off of a spin-off. Yeah. What if that just keeps on happening? We're just in Firestorm. It was just like, nice to meet you this week, Blue Beetle. I'm off to do my own show now, Firestorm.
Oh, my God. I mean, we've already technically met Blue Beetle, so that very well could
happen.
Right, sorry.
Technically we have, yes. Well, just
coming in 2017, the spinoff from Firestorm is Plastic Man.
Oh, yeah, I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting for... Oh, my God, there's so much we can do. And I like that they've introduced people in, like, little tiny ways so that, like, we can have, you know... I'm assuming that they're not all going to become heroes just yet, but we could have people become heroes in-universe just, you know, in about a couple seasons from now. Or not a couple, because that's a long time, but a season or so. You know, people that we meet now or people that we think are either dead or assholes can one day... become a superhero in their universe. They could have a nice little TV superhero multiverse going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll say multiverse because it's the same universe, but, you know, kind of multi-thing going on there, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So what is it? What do you learn from episode 3? The mist was Zazz. Flashbacks are sad. What else? We have just...
The Arrow's brother is going to become Firestorm.
Yes. Not even in real life, just no. In story, that is Ollie's brother that we've never heard of before, that he has never even heard of. Illegitimate child. Whatever. Happens.
Pretty much everybody on Team Speed Force at one point is going to have a superpower.
Oh, it's going to become a mini Justice League.
It honestly is. I mean, we've got Cisco, who's going to become Vibe. We have...
Who's going to become what?
Vibe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then we've got Caitlin, who's going to become Killer Frost. Technically more villain than hero, but whatever. And we have Wheelchair Guy, who may become Reverse Flash, maybe.
You see, this is how much I've read comics, you know, sorry, everyone, I'm more of a Marvel guy, and I've only dabbled, not even dabbled, because I've gone, I'd say, into Batman, you know, but not so much into something like Flash. So telling me that, or into the general, you know, DC-verse. So telling me that everyone on Team Speed Force is going to be a hero or a villain at one point or another, it tickles my fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Tickles it pretty damn hard, I have to say. So Killer Frost, she's going to become Killer Frost.
Yeah.
At least according to her name.
But what's great about that, if it does happen, is that technically her fiancé is Fire, so this is kind of awesome.
I hate her so much. I hate her so much. No, because she said, we're like fire and ice. Shut up. Shut your face hole up. Now I gotta... here's why it's funny. Here's why it's funny. Because usually I'm the person, right, who tells people, that one's gonna become this person. Right? Usually that's me. So it's really funny to have that be told to me. And then I have to sit here and I start piecing together everything and I'm furious. Where it's just like, hey, Cisco, you got a nice vibe going on there. Shut up! Shut up, Barry! Shut up, Barry! It's really, you know, it's just, oh, man, just Ollie. Hey, Barry, you know, you move quickly, you know. Why are you wanting to get everywhere in a flash? Shut the fuck up! Like, oh, God, was it Kate? It's Caitlin, right?
Caitlin, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Caitlin, you're so cold. It's like Killer Frost. It's not even a sentence. It's not even a phrase. Not even a... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so angry right now. Angry at the fact that I didn't get some of the references, and angry more so that they are really trying to tease us with them. Oh, my God. But anyway, also, I didn't know much about Vibe, because Vibe, correct me if I'm wrong, is fairly new.
Yeah, he came in the New 52 as a member of the Teen Titans, and now he's on Justice League. The Justice League, Justice League United, I think.
Right. Another thing that makes me sad is that I look a lot like Cisco. So I'm sitting here and I'm just like, I could have been Vibe.
I mean, Comic-Con, you still can.
Actually, yeah, it's true. By the way, for all you wondering, yeah, I'm an actor. Very out of work. But yes, I'm an actor. So I'm just sitting here just, I could have been Vibe. That could have been me. Look at me, I'm Hispanic, I could have been. But anyway, all jokes aside, though, you know, good for them kind of branching out in that way where we could give Cisco his own show or something. We could, you know, end up giving, we wouldn't give Caitlin her own show, but she could have, you know, this arc or something like that. And for all we know, she could just become a natural villain where she's like, hey, you know what, I mean, oh, too bad. You know, sometimes your friends become your enemies, kids. And, you know, and there's just, and of course, Firestorm would be great in general. So, yeah, in a few years' time, you know, this is DC's way of trying to catch up with Marvel, and they're doing a damn good job, I feel.
Definitely.
Until, you know, The Flash doesn't play The Flash on TV, you know, versus the movie, but whatever. Whatever. You know, that isn't bad at all. It's not bad that they pick someone who looks like Cisco to be The Flash. Not at all. Not at fucking all.
No mistake, we're not bitter about this at all.
No, actually, we're very excited about that piece of shit. Not the person, just the choice. Jared Leto is Joker, so that's another weird thing.
And apparently his debut is going to be Suicide Squad.
That's confirmed. You're not giving me rumors.
Well, on the internet, there's still rumors, but I do have a friend that's a journalist, and he has checked many sources, and they've all come back as confirmed.
All right, so we're doing the I have a friend argument, but all right, I accept it. I accept your friend.
Okay.
Yeah. We've reached the end of our show. We're a bit early, but it's funny because, again, episode 3 just, you know, it went by in a flash, all jokes aside. It really did. I really mean that. It kind of just whizzed by. It wasn't bad at all. It just kind of whizzed by. The fight with the mist was great. It was a great way to, you know, again, show Barry his weaknesses and kind of give him a foe to be able to face. It's nice to have Joe basically say, hey, look, I was wrong. I promise I'll get you out. And that was nice. And, yeah, and of course the idea that, you know, the professor is, you know, was literally looking at a camera, looking at Barry getting hit by lightning.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. It's we're watching a beautiful show right now. And like many good shows, I'm definitely sure it's going to get canceled. But we also said that about Arrow. So, and it's been 3 years.
Jesus.
So holy, actually, that can't be true. It's been 3 years.
Huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why am I so old?
Age has caught up to us.
Yeah, Arrow's been on for 3 years, and it's not as good anymore from what we've seen. So hopefully the same thing doesn't happen to Flash in 3 years or to Gotham in 3 years, willing that they stay on the air. You know, the idea of, you know, you either die the hero or you live long enough to become the villain has never rung truer.
I feel like that's Nolan's curse on all the DC cinematic universe now.
That is, yes, Nolan is a confirmed gypsy who laid a curse on the entire DC universe, or sorry, DC TV verse. No, the movies are doing just fine, though that might be changing soon. But the movies are doing just incredibly soon. But anyway, so we would like to thank you guys for listening to those guys. Before we go, I would like to again really thank you all for listening. Thank you. Also, I'd like to tell you, if you are a fan of our show or this specific show, and you want to hear more of us, well, of course, we did the Flash Hour Power Hour, and we do a lot of other shows, Dragon Ball Z movies, WWE pay-per-views, WWE shows themselves, like Raw, Monday Night Raw. We've also done Gravity Falls, Steven Universe. We've gone Gotham. Both you and I have done Gotham. Darn, what else have we done? We've done so much. But guess what? The How I Met Your Mother season finale.
Yeah.
Because it was that bad.
Comic book shows in the past.
Yes, which we'll definitely be getting back on as soon as we can. And, yeah, there's a lot that we've done, but just in general, just, you know, as those guys. And if you want to, you know, check any of them out, please do. We have our website, which is thoseguysontheradio.tumblr.com, our Facebook /thoseguysontheradio, or just search up those guys, our Twitter, named Hillbilly Jim, long story behind that, at Those Guys Radio, where, again, we post our new episodes. You can see our archives on our, you know, our website, Tumblr, thoseguysontheradio.tumblr.com. You can also get any merchandise that we have for comic books, DVDs, things like that, through the Those Guys website. So that's also cool as well. You can also email us, thoseguysontheradio@gmail.com. We can promote any of your products or your companies, legal products, legal companies, by the way. And you can also use our website or our Gmail to give us show ideas, because we're always open to ideas on new things to do. And, of course, if we can't do it, maybe we've just never experienced the show before or the game or whatever before. But, hey, maybe we have experienced it and you don't even know. I mean, heck, Satish and I, usual co-host, just did Mike Tyson's Mysteries just yesterday, and we only did it because on a Steven Universe podcast, we joked around about it. It was just, oh, yeah, you know, it'll be fun. Oh, wait, you've watched that? You've watched that? Oh, shit. You know? Oh, we've also done Black Dynamite as well. And also the Pokemon game. Which, by the way, just giving you guys a heads up, we have already contacted the winners of the Pokemon giveaway. We'll be announcing another Pokemon giveaway tomorrow for the month of November. So, yeah, you can enter to win. And you'll, you know, see the post about it on our website, on our Facebook, and on our Twitter. Also, future Instagram and future YouTube are on the plate. But, Anthony,
yes.
Tell them what you do. Tell them the cool things that Anthony Sinandris does.
Well, one of the cool things that I do is I create custom figures. And I go about this in one of two ways. Simple repaints, which is exactly as it sounds. You take a figure, repaint it to the way you want it to be done. Then there's the more complicated manner of kit bashing, where if you want a specific figure, let's say the Flash, how he looks in the TV show, and there's a few figures that each have different parts that can make it look like that once repainted. I would take those figures, disassemble them, reassemble them with the correct parts, paint it up, bam, TV show Flash. That's kit bashing. That can, and you can see some of my work at my Instagram, Eek4LifeBlog, the number 4. The other thing I do is reviews of figures, TV shows, anything pop culture or comics, and you can see that at figuresandgeeks.blogspot.com. You can also check that out tomorrow, where I'll have a new review of the Pop Funko Arkham Asylum line.
Yeah. Yes, you will.
Yeah.
So that's good. That's good. Good for you, Anthony. Good for you doing something. Good for you. Good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you. No, but seriously, yeah, message him on his Instagram, because a lot of his figures, I mean, you have to see his figures because they look amazing. And honestly, I will probably be buying some from you in the near future. So you, and I say probably because it's just, you know, I have a job and I need to get a paycheck in. But once I do, I will be ordering things from you in the near future. So you should definitely talk to him, you know, check him out, PM him, and ask him for prices, because this man can do wonderful things with his hands.
Thank you, Matt.
I was wondering what you were going to say. I'm okay, thank you. But anyway, yeah, so again, thank you guys for listening to those guys, and we're going to play an old song of ours. It's a tradition amongst those guys, or at least Anthony and I. So
oh, no.
Thank you all for listening in.
I'm gonna go down.